Frequency Cast Update.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
Each month we bring you the Frequency Cast podcast, our tantalizing take on technology. The mini show you're listening to is designed to keep you updated while we're busy working on the next show.
And we have a couple of things to talk about. First of all, a new photographic gadget. I'm going to hand you a little box. Hold that.
Oh, about the size of a pack of cards. So, what does that do?
Okay, we have to do show and tell here, which is always tricky on the radio, but we'll give it a go. What I need is a camera, so I'm going to get my little Nokia here. Nokia 6220. This is a camera phone, 5 meg camera phone.
Delicious.
And I'm going to hand this to our producer and get him to take a picture of us. There's a couple of people in the forum being curious about what the two of us look like.
Well, I can tell you, I look like an orangutan and he looks like a moose.
So what we're going to do is get our producer to take a picky and we'll stick this up on the website. So, Mr. Producer, if you could just take the camera there, please. Okay, smile, Carl. We're being photoed. Here we go.
I've gone blind.
There we go. So look, there's our picture on the phone. Okay.
Looks lovely. That's my best side.
Now, this little box here, I'm going to turn this on. And a little green light should light, if I've done this right. Good.
All right, I've got that, yeah. Looks like a little modem.
It does, actually, yeah. Now, on my phone here, I have an options button. I'm going to press options. Send via Bluetooth. I'm just doing a little bit of pairing. Anyone that knows anything about Bluetooth will understand the concept of pairing. Devices found, select. Do I want to pair? Yes. Passcode 6000. Okay. What does that say?
Sending data.
Okie dokie. We're about 50% through. Let's just pick up our little gadget here. Right. Just poke the microphone there. Can you see what it is yet?
I can't believe this. You've got a photograph printer in your hand. What on earth in the world did someone think of that for? What sort of ink does this take?
Well, this is the clever thing. Okay, for a start, the bit we didn't mention is in big letters on the front, it says
Polaroid.
So, whoops, there we go. There is a picture of us. Look at that. What do you reckon?
I'm more handsome than you are.
True enough. You're showing your age a bit there, though, look.
You look like an orangutan. Look how hairy you are.
There you go. So, in your hand, there's a picture. See, it's dry.
Yeah, it's a glossy photograph.
Printed on proper photo paper and everything. So this is something called the Polaroid Pogo, a handheld portable printer. Impressed?
I'm actually quite impressed by it, yeah. I still don't think I want one, but I am actually impressed with this. It's like a printer, a scanner looking thing and a modem and everything in one tiny little box, which is about the size of a pack of cards, as I say.
Yeah, I'd say it's a little smaller than a Nintendo DS. It's taller than my mobile, about a little bit deeper. Quick guided tour of it. On the front, we've got a power button, a battery light and a sort of a status light and a USB socket. And here, this is how it all works. If I just unclip this here. So in here is where the actual photo cards go. So basically, you buy a pack of these, of 10 of these.
It's just like your regular photocopier, really, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah. You pop the lid down on it like that, and that's actually it. That is your printer. So it's got a rechargeable battery.
Nice.
And it is completely portable. Doesn't need to be connected to a PC. We use Bluetooth, so it has Bluetooth, and it also has this thing called PictBridge support. So if you've got a camera, a digital camera that has a USB PictBridge thingy, you can take your digital camera straight into this. And basically, from taking a photo to printing in under a minute. But the best thing is, what sort of ink do you think this uses?
Wet.
No ink at all. This is an ink-free printer.
Ah, so the ink's in the paper.
Exactly. Good old Polaroid.
Nice. So will this fade like the old Polaroid photographs?
Apparently not. The other little thing about these photos here as well is if you're clever, you can actually, they're on sticky back plastic, so you can actually peel the picture, make it a sticker as well.
Oh, aren't you clever? Well, I'm done. That was an update and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
I want to go now.
You finished yet? No.
McDonald's.
Go on, give me a price.
Oh, yeah, how much? 170.
So you'd be surprised if I said it was under 100?
I would be surprised if it was under 100.
Well, it is just under £100. £99.99. We found a place that's doing free delivery online as well, so it's rather nifty. But I'm actually pretty impressed with this. You can just carry this around with you in a pocket or in a handbag or something like that.
Yeah, because you have a handbag.
I do carry a
you
handbag.
You have a handbag.
Yes.
But no wet ink to worry about. So, these things aren't completely revolutionary. There have been portable printers before. But to actually do relatively decent quality photos, not perfect, it has to be said, but they're not bad.
Well, it's good enough, isn't it?
And also they're small, because the printer itself is small. You know, these are actually relatively small photos by comparison.
Yeah, they're a bit bigger than the size of a matchbox.
Yeah, well, a little bit bigger than that, but yeah. So, quite impressive.
Oh, yeah, very impressive. I think they're worth having. They're the sort of size photographs I want.
Okay, moving on. Show and tell part two. What's that?
That's a test signal on your TV. It's the clown and the girl with the chalkboard and the... Yeah, it's great. Brings back happy memories.
In actual fact, that's Test Card W. Now, I'm fairly sure there's at least a few Frequency Cast listeners out there that recognise this thing a mile off. Test Card W from the BBC. And this apparently is the daughter of the guy that invented the test card.
Well, that's very good. Is she still that old? I hope she's got older. She must be about 98 now.
So the reason I mention this, in case you're wondering why I'm showing you a screenshot of the old BBC test card, I found a blog from a guy called Adam Bowie. Very interesting blog. Quite critical of UK TV, especially Big Brother. For 13 weeks in a year, he has to avoid pressing the 4 button.
Totally agree with him. All the good programmes from 4, you know, Everybody Loves Raymond, Frasier, all the decent stuff in the morning, just goes for this stupid Big Brother.
Yep, moving on. So Adam Bowie's blog... Very, very interesting little snippet telling you actually that on a Freeview box, you can actually get this test card. There's some secret key presses you can get to get the widescreen test card. So if you want to know the magic key presses to get the widescreen test card up on your Freeview box, we'll stick a link up to Adam's site on our blog.
www.frequencycast.co.uk.
And a little more before we go. I have some sad news. I only found out today that Brian Wilde is dead. He's a hero of mine. Now, do you remember Porridge?
Yes.
Mr. Barraclough.
Oh, no, that is sad now. Yeah. No, very sad, you see.
Sad now. Yeah.
Yeah. The little moustache man.
No.
Oh, not so sad anymore.
That was Fulton MacKay, the Scottish guy.
Oh, yeah, which one was he again?
He was the Scottish one.
No, the one that's died.
He was the sort of the bumbling.
This is going on for too long.
But the thing I'm really sad for is there's a TV series that nobody out there will remember that I am desperate to get back on DVD. I want to start a campaign on getting this back. Do you remember a comedy about a radio station? Very egoistic DJ, much like yourself, Carl.
Get back? I haven't got an ego. Anyway, it's all about me.
The Kit Curran radio show, remember that?
I modelled my starlings on him.
So we want that back. Bring back the Kit Curran radio show on DVD. And if any of our listeners out there happen to have a copy on video, I'll bite your arm off for it, because I'd love to see some of those again.
All right, then. Any else, or should we go now?
How about a couple of bits of feedback while we're here?
Go on, then.
Forums. Frank B. in our forum pointed out that when we were talking about BT Fon a couple of shows back, we missed out something very important, which is as well as getting to all those home hubs, you can also get BT Open Zone hotspots through your BT Fon account. Worth mentioning. Also, a quick mention to Waylander in our forum. He's not convinced about BT Fon, and he's keeping his barbed wire up around his wireless network.
Good for him. It's like Colditz. What about some other feedback, Pete?
I want to say hi to Julie Wills. She's using the podcasting app on her Nokia E90 and having a couple of problems. Let's hope this show makes it through to you, Julie.
And hi also to Alan Charles. He's seen the new Square top-up TV Anytime boxes and wonders whether they're any better than the buggy Thompson 6300.
Well, we've never really been a fan of the top-up TV boxes, especially that Thompson one, and that's really put us off trying any other top-up TV boxes. Anyone else out there tried it? Get in touch.
Alan also says he enjoys the podcast, but like a good wine, it needs to mature a little.
Cheeky devil.
Keep the humour, increase the content quality. With the digital changeover, not only geeks, but normal people need quality info, advice and links.
Well, do you think we should take that on board?
No.
We did actually do a special on the digital switchover. If you haven't heard it yet, Alan, go to switchhelp.co.uk. They're hosting our digital TV switchover podcast.
That's nice of them, isn't it?
Isn't it nice? It's lovely.
Are they walking around with hors d'oeuvres and glasses of wine? Is that how they host it?
Ambassador, with these podcasts, you are really spoiling us.
Terry's chocolate orange, yeah?
Well, Carl, Pim's o'clock, I think, so over to you.
Thanks, Pete. That's all for this update. Our next full-length show is out on the 1st of September. Visit www.frequencycast.co.uk to sign up for more on what we've covered. Be ready for our next tantalising take on technology.
Bye for now.
Frequency Cast. Update complete.